Well, I got the task to provide some basic ideas about cancer dormancy as it is related to patient outcome and give a little bit historical overview how it was originally defined. And the bottom line from this is, yes, there are dormant cancer cells in patients. You can show this. The problem is that we do not know whether these dormant cancer cells are relevant during the natural clinical course of a patient. There is no evidence for this. It's very difficult to prove. And the only possible proof at the moment would be by therapy, by curing patients with therapies that specifically target dormant cancer cells.
So do you think that there are dormant cancer cells, but their relevance is in dispute?
Yeah, by definition, a dormant cancer cell does not kill a patient. As long as the cell is dormant, it does not do anything. And I think this is very clear. The cell that is eventually killing a patient is a proliferating cell, is a cell that forms a metastasis. And the contribution of dormant cancer cells re-entering this proliferative stage is unknown in patients. We have no clue about this. But the relevance may come, and I think this is for the field in the future. What are we doing by therapies? When we give chemotherapies, targeted therapies, do we reactivate dormant cancer cells? Do they become then relevant to the disease course of a patient? These are all questions that we should address.
Well, what do you mean by causing the dormant cancer cells to come out of dormancy? How would treatment cause them to be reactivated?
Well, I do not know this. I think nobody knows it because the question has not been posed so far, at least not in a systematic or analytical way. What we know, and that's what I presented yesterday, are these cases of organ transplantation where the donor had occult cancer and the recipient of these organs, be it a heart, a kidney, or a liver, eventually developed metastatic disease. And this gives evidence that there are dormant cancer cells in the body of a patient whose cancer was taken out 16 years before, for example, and that these cells survive prolonged periods and can reactivate it. So since it is possible to reactivate them by transplantation, this may occur whenever we interfere, do anything to the patient.
What would be your suggestion for moving forward? Because there's a big debate going on in the room about the relevance of dormancy.
Well, I think all research that addresses early metastasis is very important because curing a patient who already has metastasis is very, very difficult and has not been achieved significantly so far. So what we have to learn is how is early disseminated disease working? Which are the cells that go the way towards metastasis, which do not? How are they regulated? Why are they put into dormancy? Can help us a lot to develop new ideas about future therapies.